This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Every weekday, we talk with public officials, business and education leaders, nonprofit organizations, and more about the issues of the day as we work hard to help you stay connected with local news and information. Now, here's Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Covering all things that are part of the pulse of Douglas County, of course, the May primary election ballots going out, probably hitting your mailbox today or in the next couple of days. For people in Sutherland, there's Measure 10-213 on the May primary election ballot. It's seeking to repeal the city's current public safety fee. And we wanted to get the perspective of the mayor of Sutherland, Michelle Sumner. Mayor, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Well, thank you for having me.
So talk about this fee and why it was put into place.
Sure. I would like to give a little background. It started with Measures 5 and 50, which limited the amount of property taxes that could be increased yearly. That's 3% for the city of Sutherland. Unfortunately, inflation has increased at a much higher rate. The city projects our budgets years from now and has projected funding shortfalls in the years 2028 through 2030. Yes, we do project quite far out. The city also plans out future purchases. This includes such things as big expenditures, and I'll give some examples. The fire department's compressor system to fill the air tanks. So I'm sure our citizens can only imagine how important a full tank of air can be for our firefighters when they're running into a burning building to check for people that could be unconscious and have to rescue them. Another example would be our repeater systems for the police cars. There are quite a few dead zones in the Sutherland-Oakland area where our Sutherland police officers patrol. And I know our citizens can appreciate when our officers are responding to a call and they have to be able to call for backup if they maybe arrive on scene and need help, especially if they were trying to save a life. And so these are really essential pieces of equipment that we need to plan for to purchase when they're needed. The money comes from the public safety fee is placed in a reserve fund to make those future purchases possible. People may not realize how much extremely critical equipment is necessary for police and fire. And such things as other examples, AEDs, tasers, body cameras, turnouts for the firefighters, and radios even are necessary and really expensive.
So how much is this fee, and specifically who in Sutherland is paying it?
So the fee right now is $9 a month. $6 of that goes to police and $3 goes for fire. The citizens with city water pays for the fee. And any citizen who cannot afford this fee can apply for a waiver. This fee gets reviewed every year by city council and the city to check whether we are on track on whether that amount is needed or necessary for what is going to be needed in the future, as I talked earlier. It was reviewed this year, and our finance director has recommended lowering it to $6. We chose to hold on to that recommendation until after this election, but if this ballot measure fails, we will be reviewing that recommendation in council.
Now, how long has the fee been in effect?
The fee was actually approved by council last May in 2025 and implemented in July billing. We wanted to give our citizens a few months to adjust to that new addition to their bill and also to get the word out for everybody.
Now,
so everybody could kind of adjust to it.
Right. So this was a council action then. It wasn't like a city vote.
No, it wasn't a vote. However, I will say it was adopted by the Sutherland City Council through an ordinance. But we did spend many months of careful review trying to find the best ways to address our future funding shortfalls that we're going to be facing police and fire services. Our police chief, Mills, he collaborated with a lot of with citizens on a citizen advisory group to evaluate a lot of possible solutions. after extensive discussions with people in the advisory group, with council, and with city staff, they determined, all of us determined, that the public safety fee was the most effective approach based on the success of similar programs implemented by many other cities across the state. Many cities across the state have come up to the same issue and have already implemented the same public safety fee. This decision was not made lightly, actually. We really took into consideration how this was going to affect all of our citizens, and that's why we also implemented that waiver process. And we deliberated with council and really discussed everything that could be done before reaching this conclusion.
So how much money is the city collecting from that fee this year?
So far, as of the end of March, we've collected $330,300.
And how would fire and police services, how would they be different if you weren't collecting that fee?
So the city continues to operate under the assumption that residents value the services currently being provided and will choose to vote against the measure. That's what my hope is. But if that proves not to be the case, we will lose the dedicated funding stream for ongoing equipment replacements. This could mean cutting back on essential safety equipment or mandatory upgrades. With that, though, it becomes harder to maintain the current response levels we have today.
Now, could you adjust the budget in other places to generate this amount of money for the police and fire for this fund?
It's not easy to do that, and because most of our funding is very specific for all areas of the city, so it would have to be taken away from other areas like parks or finance or public works. So everything is pretty dedicated, and our budget is pretty set in all areas.
Now, remind me, how long have you been mayor of Sutherland?
About 4 years.
And how long have you lived there?
Since 2010.
So you've been there a while. You've obviously gotten very involved in the community. As a mayor, what led you to seek that office?
Well, the current council didn't have the same outlook as I would have liked to see. I wanted to get involved in my community. And so I decided to get involved. I joined the budget committee. I was involved in a work group for the fire department, and then I became a counselor.
And then you went to mayor from there. How? What do you see happening in Sutherland? What are some of the strong points you see in the city right now?
I see continued growth. I see with our urban renewal district an increase in beautification. I see more businesses coming to town. And I just see a collaboration with our community partners, our businesses, and many of our different events happening throughout the summer, just continuing to grow and families enjoying things that happen.
So as mayor, what do you hope Sutherland voters will do when they receive their ballot and are making a decision on Measure 10-213?
I encourage them to vote no on repealing the public safety fee. And I would like to add that it's unfortunate that a group that is set on defending public safety is very vocal with inaccurate information. And I really want to encourage residents to visit the City of Sutherland's website at sutherlandoregon.gov. On that site, they can review public safety fee frequently asked questions. They can look at our budget documents. They can review council meeting minutes. And if they have more questions, they can always call our city manager, Kurt Sorensen. They can always call the fire chief, Mike Lane. And they can always call the police chief, Troy Mills.
All right, Mayor of Sutherland, Michelle Sumner, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Thank you so much, and vote no.
1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.